speaking in tongues. Drop that into the conversation in some Christian circles and you'll be in some pretty hot water pretty quickly. And yet, as weird as it may seem to some people, the Bible actually talks about it. Well, what does the Bible say? And what does it mean for us here and now? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to A Different Perspective. As I ask my special guest on the program that very question, what does the Bible say about speaking in tongues, and what does it mean to us today? And whatever your perspective on this might be, I know that many people have strong views on this one way or the other. All I ask is that you listen as we open God's Word and make up your mind based on that. If you are able to join us yesterday on the program, you'll have heard my guest Barry Chant talking about being filled with the Spirit or baptized in the Holy Spirit. And whether you agree with his take on God's Word in this whole area or not, well, it's not really the point. The point is that God wants us to want him. God wants us to want as much of him as he's prepared to give us. So if you didn't catch that discussion, I'll let you know at the end of the program how you can listen to that online. But today we're going to chat about something that's even more contentious than baptism of the Holy Spirit amongst God's people, and that is praying in the Spirit or praying in tongues. Now, we've never talked about that on the program, and this is episode number 1795 of A Different Perspective. Barry is one of only two or three people whom I would allow to talk about this subject on this program. Why? Two reasons. Firstly, he's a scholar and a theologian whom I respect deeply. And secondly, as someone who's pastored churches and taught many students over many years, he has the compassion to share his understanding of this subject in the right way. So agree with him, disagree with him, that's fine. But hear him out. So, Barry, in a sense, today it's over to you. Welcome to the program.
Okay, thanks, Bernie. It's nice to be here again.
Speaking in tongues, praying in the Spirit is something that for many, many people is really kind of, well, weird. It doesn't fit, I guess, with a Western mindset. Not that all of our listeners come from the Western world, far from it. Now, tell me, why does this whole speaking in tongues thing feel so weird? Why does this subject cause so much division in God's church today?
I'm not sure if I can speak for all the people who don't like it. I don't know why some of them think the way they do. But can I just make one little technical comment? I prefer to use the phrase praying with the Spirit rather than in the Spirit.
Okay.
Praying in the Spirit, I think, embraces a lot more than speaking in tongues.
Okay.
It includes praying with the fruit of the Spirit, for example. So praying with love, praying with joy, praying with peace, praying with patience and so on, praying with kindness. So it's a much bigger subject. But praying with the Spirit is technically a biblical term that technically does mean speaking with tongues. Because although it's the Holy Spirit who enables us to do it, speaking in tongues actually comes from the human spirit. And the apostle in 1 Corinthians 14 says that quite clearly. He says, when I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. My spirit prays.
Yep.
Not the Holy Spirit. My spirit prays. So he says, what is it? I will pray with my understanding and I will pray with my spirit. He will pray both ways, with his language that he knows, or languages that he knows, and the language of the Spirit. So when we speak in tongues, it actually doesn't come through the mind, through the intellect. It comes from the Spirit. Now, some people find that a problem because they say, well, what's the point of saying something you don't understand if it's coming from your spirit and not your mind?
Yeah.
Which is a fair question. But yet it's clearly taught in Scripture that we don't understand intellectually what's happening. But if you think about that, we do a lot of things we don't understand.
Well, my wife certainly does.
I mean, music is an example. For instance, there are many people who enjoy music that cannot read a note of music, have no idea what the names of the instruments are that they're listening to, but are deeply moved by the music.
Yep.
And so romantic music makes us feel all gooey, and militant music, we want to salute the flag, and toe-tapping music, we tap our toes. And the music touches us almost instantly,
yep,
and it affects our mood, and it speaks to us non-intellectually, not foolishly, but just it's not part of our intellect.
Yep.
It is an emotional response or a spiritual response almost. Now, praying in tongues is a bit like that. It's not an intellectual exercise, but it is a deeply spiritual one that affects us deeply spiritually because it's our spirits that are praying. And the other thing probably puts people off is the phrase tongues. It would actually have been helpful if the translators had used the word language instead,
mm-hmm,
and said it's praying in unknown languages rather than unknown tongues. And that would have perhaps given it a more recognizable format. Because that's all that's happening, I say all, but that's what's happening, is when we pray in tongues, we are actually simply praying to God in another language, not necessarily the human one.
Yeah, can I ask you about that? Because, of course, at Pentecost, they did pray in human languages.
They did. But that's the only case we know of in the Bible where that happened. And there's no evidence in other cases it was necessarily a human tongue. In fact, Paul hints in 1 Corinthians 13, a very well-known passage, said, I may pray in the tongues of men and of angels. There seems to be room there to be saying that speaking in tongues may be, in fact, speaking some sort of heavenly or angelic language. Sometimes we just call it a prayer language. It is using a prayer language. And certainly the scripture says that when we speak in tongues, we are speaking to God, not to men. Paul talks about praying in tongues and giving thanks in tongues. And I prefer to use, well, you used the word when we started, praying with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because speaking in tongues is really praying in tongues. It's praying to God from our spirits rather than from our minds.
Can I ask you, what's the point? Because it does seem foreign to a lot of people, and I understand that. What's the point of it?
Well, it enables us to communicate with God in a way that we're not limited by our human restrictions. In Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul says, we don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's what's happening when you speak in tongues, that we sometimes we just don't know what to pray for. We don't know what we should ask for. We don't know how to pray. But the Holy Spirit enables us, when we speak in a heavenly language, he enables us to pray in words given by the Holy Spirit. Bob Mumford, a well-known speaker, used to say it works like this. You'll be praying in your own language and saying, oh, God, I really need a new BMW. My old Holden is no good. My old Ford's no good. I need a new BMW. And then he says, you start to pray in tongues. What the Holy Spirit has you saying is, don't listen to him, Father. His Holden's fine. His Ford's fine. He doesn't need a new car at all. So, I mean, now that's an extreme example, but it's a sense of saying the Holy Spirit knows what to pray for and makes us pray for the right things. But it's more than that too. There's a spiritual encounter with God through speaking in tongues. And I've seen this so often. Just 3 days ago in a local church where I preached, I prayed with some people after the service to be filled with the Holy Spirit at the request of their pastor. We prayed together. And one young lady, she began to cry as we were praying. And then she began to speak in tongues. And about half an hour later, I just went up to her and said, how are you going? You okay? Oh, yes, she said. Mm. And there's tears running down her cheeks and she's smiling at the same time. And she just experienced God. And it was such a joy just to look at her. And it wasn't just that she spoke in tongues. Something happened to her.
Yeah.
Something happened to her. And and look, I'd say the same for myself. I first spoke in tongues when I was 14 years old. I still haven't got over it.
Mm.
It still touches me. What bothers me is that sometimes people attack speaking in tongues and they're actually attacking prayer. And I think, why would you not want to pray better? Why would you not want to explore a better way of praying or a different way of praying? And to me, I find that bewildering at times. And it can only be misunderstanding or prejudice or tradition that makes them think like that. Because surely, if there's a way we can pray with the Holy Spirit's help and pray better, we should embrace it and we should go for it. So I never make an issue of it these days. I don't want to argue about it, but I am an advocate of it, because I really just, in my own life, have experienced such benefit, and I just love to see other people sharing that benefit as well.
Okay, Barry, what do you say very quickly to someone who says you have to speak in tongues in order to be a Christian?
Oh, that is simply not true. That's simply not true. There's no hint of that in the scriptures. That is one of the things that has turned some people off when people have made that claim. It is simply not true. Only one thing makes you a Christian, that is your faith in Jesus Christ.
What a great place to finish. Barry, thank you so much for having joined us over this last couple of weeks. We really do appreciate it. And if you'd like to get a hold of Barry's book, Living in the Image of God, just stop by barrychan.com and you'll be able to grab a copy there. God bless you, mate. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Bernie.
Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Do you want to live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting you deeper in His Word, God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.